freedom. He drank wine all night, the night of the 28th, and he kept thinking of her. The way she walked and talked and loved, the way she told him things that seemed true but were not. And he knew the color of each of her dresses and her shoes. He knew the stock and curve of each heel, as well as the leg shaped by it. And she was out again when he came home. And she'd come back with that special stink again, and she did. She came in at 3 a.m. in the morning, filthy like a dung-eating swine, and he took out the butcher knife, and she screamed, backing into the rooming house wall, still pretty somehow, in spite of love's reek, and he finished the glass of wine. That yellow dress, his favorite, and she screamed again, and he took up the knife and unhooked his belt and tore away the cloth before her and cut off his balls and carried them in his hands like apricots and flushed them down the toilet bowl. And she kept screaming as the room became red. God, oh God, what have you done? And he sat there, holding three towels between his legs, not caring now whether she left or stayed, wore yellow or green or anything at all. And one hand holding and one hand lifting, he poured another wine. Man, if Will Rogers were here, we'd really be good friends, wouldn't we? Yeah. Man, I really hated that son of a bitch when I was a kid. What a false, phony front. Oh, shit. I never met a man I didn't like. Jesus Christ. Now, there's a real brain for you, right? Looking toward God. Anyhow, let's get on. Let's get on with the next fucking thing. I'm doing a worse and worse job, but let's try and wrap it out. This one's called